Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my second story in my series, Jesus, Our Hope, where Jesus is walking around the temple and is not happy with what's going on. In general, the lower level of the temple is filled with all sorts of merchants, all selling overpriced goods in a system that is set up to fleece the little guy. Jesus walked around the temple after his triumphal entry in Jerusalem. There were marketeers selling and buying all sorts of things related to Jewish rituals. There was money changers who would exchange whatever coinage you had into the only currency that was accepted by the priest in the temple as for a gift to God. There were animal vendors who would trade and sell officially approved animals for the temple sacrifice to God. It was expensive, and most felt it was a system to take advantage of people who just wanted to please God. Jesus saw all this, and he started flipping tables and driving vendors out of the temple. He was shouting, "Is it not written? My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." And the Jewish leaders and elders of the temple came down to Jesus and asked him by what authority he was doing all these things and who gave him this authority. They did not expect the response they got from Jesus. "I'll ask you one question first. Then I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was the baptism of John the Baptist from heaven or from men? Now answer me." They discussed it among themselves how to respond to Jesus, because they knew if they responded and said that John's authority came from God, then they'd have to account for the fact that they chastised John. If they respond that it was from man, then the crowds would lynch them because the crowds knew that John was a prophet from God. So they answered Jesus in this simple way: "We just don't know." Jesus just smiled. "Then nor will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Jesus has taken control of the situation. He has not only kicked out those thieving marketeers in the lower level of the temple, but has put the religious authorities in their place. It is clear Jesus is a threat to their authority, and they're going to have to do something about it. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.